Happy New Year's Eve. We got a little more time to look back at 2014. And one prism that we've looked through this year has been social media. So what were some of the most significant hashtags, those messages with the number sign that are the TomToms of Twitter? Annie Kohlberg is viral content editor for the news and social media website Mashable. Annie, one hashtag that caught your attention, caught the attention of millions, and it's still vibrant, Black Lives Matter.
Yes, for sure. So in 2014, we saw the usual hashtag activity around big entertainment events like award shows and the World Cup. But it was these hashtags that happened around news stories that really defined this year in social media. And one of those was, of course, Black Lives Matter. And the hashtag actually started in 2012 after the death of Trayvon Martin in Florida. But it came back in a big way in 2014. And it was a simple statement that it really reverberated after the deaths of Michael Brown in Ferguson and Eric Garner in Staten Island. And it became sort of this overarching theme to the social media movements for justice that we saw spill out into real life as well with big protests across the country.
Of course, Michael Brown, an unarmed young black man shot in Ferguson, Missouri, and Eric Garner, an African-American who died after being put in a chokehold by a police officer in New York. And here is the sound of some protesters chanting at a city council meeting in Berkeley, California. And do you think, Annie, that these hashtags get people out to protest?
You know, we've used to have Twitter got a bad rap for being sort of slacktivism, but we really saw in 2014 that people took this activism offline as well. And we're seeing these hashtags on protest signs, which is something we maybe didn't see in the past. And so it is inspiring people to get out and do something offline as well.
And we want to note that after the ambush death of two police officers in New York, there was a new hashtag often right next to the Black Lives Matter, and it was Blue Lives Matter.
Yes, hashtags can often spark response hashtags.
Response hashtags and co-hashtags. I mean, people were embracing both of them.
Absolutely.
There was another hashtag that, boy, it reminds us how long this year was because people may have forgotten the Bring Back Our Girls hashtag.
Absolutely. So in April, a terrorist group called Boko Haram kidnapped nearly 300 schoolgirls in Nigeria and inspired the hashtag Bring Back Our Girls. And it started in Nigeria by activists and parents of the girls. And it went hugely viral. It had millions and millions of mentions in the first 2 weeks. And it got the attention of Michelle Obama and John Kerry. And you know, it also saw the challenges that we face with social media activism because 8 months later, these girls are still missing. And, you know, we're seeing, like, what can we do? Can hashtags actually make a difference?
Yeah, the Boko Haram has said the girls were converted to Islam, married off. And this is despite the U.S. sending troops to Chad to help find the girls in this massive social media campaign, which was mocked by a lot of people.
Yeah, but what we also saw was that people with relatively little power or influence got the attention of millions of people using this little hashtag on social media.
Yeah. Well, what other hashtags stuck out for you?
Another major one was the Yes All Women hashtag, which started in May of this year after the murders of six people in Santa Barbara, California. This gunman had expressed these hatred of women on the internet and had written a manifesto promising revenge on women who had rejected him. So women saw that and they took to Twitter to share their personal experiences of harassment and violence and sexism and to illustrate this prevalence of misogyny that women are often experiencing. And it was these personal stories. We saw this a few times this year of personal stories giving a voice to a movement.
Well, it's so interesting because we know another one you want to talk about. I wouldn't say it's the flip side of Yes All mm-hmm. Women, but it is another woman sort of making a statement through a hashtag, Why I Stayed.
Yeah, so this video of former Baltimore Ravens star Ray Rice punching his then-fiancée and now-wife, Janae, in an elevator in Atlantic City was all over the internet in 2014. And there was a lot of discussions around it. And a lot of those discussions started with, well, why would this woman ever stay? Why would she stay in this relationship? So a domestic violence survivor started the Why I Stayed hashtag. And survivors of domestic abuse began sharing their very personal stories of why they stayed. And again, giving a voice to a movement and putting a face to these discussions online.
It's really quite remarkable, that hashtag, Why I Stayed, because that one woman had no idea that that was going to go viral.
Yeah, and that's often the case, is people just want to get in on the discussion, and hashtags are just a way to organize discussions online, and sometimes they pick up like this one and go hugely viral.
Yeah. You also want to remind us about a hashtag that came in response to that catcalling video that went viral. It was created by Hollaback. That's an organization that fights street harassment. They filmed a young woman walking through New York City wearing jeans and a T-shirt, nothing very provocative, but the video showed all sorts of people catcalling on her. Now, we're going to talk about some criticism of the video, but first let's listen and remind ourselves.
How are you doing today?
Smile.
That's not good.
Smile.
Huh? What's up, beautiful? Have a good day.
Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing?
Okay, so these are some of the people speaking to this woman as she walks down the street. Now, we spoke to Hannah Rose, and she was one of the voices raised saying, well, wait a second, why are these all people of color catcalling this woman? It turns out that the filmmakers admitted that they edited out some of the white men. But putting that aside, what were the hashtags that came of that video that interested you?
Yeah, obviously it was a huge discussion online. The video has been viewed more than 35 million times on YouTube, which is huge. And it had this big conversation about street harassment that started after it. And we saw people defending the behavior of some of the men in the video, saying that maybe they were just being polite or offering compliments. So this comedian decided to start the hashtag dudes greeting dudes. And it used humor to point out that if catcalling is totally harmless, like these people were arguing, then why don't men compliment other men they meet in the street?
Yeah, let's listen to some of the sound.
Damn. Damn! Dude, you look good, man. Bump it. Hey, bump it. Dude, just giving you a compliment.
Damn, redhead, you got nimble fingers. You want to come play Call of Duty with me? I got Advanced Warfare.
Hey, that's my best friend.
Come on, now you got
dudes greeting dudes. So, Annie Colbert, just tick off some other hashtags that jumped out at you in 2014.
Yeah, so we saw a lot of activism also with the Ice Bucket Challenge on Facebook. We also saw the Sochi problems trigger, you know, from the Olympics. And there was a lot of hashtags around the World Cup because we have billions of people watching the same thing and wanting to talk about it on the internet.
But still, a lot of activism through hashtags this past year. Annie Colbert, viral content editor at Mashable, reviewing the year in hashtags. Annie, thank you.
Thank you.